Simen mem vav halacha chaf zayin. Taner shazav bekarka shaloi shuman oichalav. An oven that had meat gravy or milk flow onto its floor. Tzarech hesachedin must be heated up as per the halachas of kashering. Ad sheyelchu hagacholim al pnei kulam v'yislabim, and until the coals pass over the entire surface and becomes white hot, that there's no longer anything left over from that milk or flesh of gravy that's in the oven. Halacha chaf ches. Tarnagolim misayrasim noyagim la'achlam. It's common practice to eat chicken that has been castrated. Even though a chicken can become a trefa if the intestines are punctured when the incision is stitched up, mishum desaimchem, this is because we rely on the reasoning that mistama ha'akam ha'masares hu uman ubaki bedavar, that presumably the guy who castrated the chicken was skilled and knowledgeable in doing this, shalayasa batfir ezareyusa b'vnei me'ayim, so he was not cause any damage to the intestines while stitching the incision. Vayin l'kamen simen kuf tzadik alf siv vav. So, ever if there is any flaw found in them, I feel rakshe enem unachem karai, even if no perforation is visible, and the flaw is merely that the intestines are not lying in the proper place. I assume they are usher. Halacha chaf tes. B'ksas mekamis in some places. Noyin ha'akum ha'mefatmin avozois l'machum yisraelim. It's a practice of goyim who fatten geese to sell to Jews, to puncture them beneath their wings with a needle or something similar, so that the flesh will come swollen and they appear fat and look like a fatter bird, that it's easier to sell. You have to ask a sheilas chacham whether they're kosher or not. Similar to an animal, that sometimes occurs because endangered due to excessive eating, and its remedy is that one pierces its abdomen at the point corresponding to the location of the stomach. You have to ask if it's kosher, whether it is considered a trefa or not.